The Gemara now explains what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel wants to exclude, and that is a particular case. The Gemara says, Loi, lemiyutei ama yisoid v'ama soivev. We know that the Torah HaKadosha, when it describes the Mizbeach, in terms of the size of Amos. Yeah, you take a look in Torah Shalom, it quotes the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Ve'elam midos ha-Mizbeach ba'amos, ama, v'toifach, etc. So what type of ama are we talking about? Now, generally, we said, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, an ama is six tfachim. Says the Gemara, D'chsiv, on this Pasuk in Yechezkel, Ve'elam midos ha-Mizbeach ba'amos, ama, ama v'tefach, v'cheika ama, v'ama roichev, u'gvula al-sefasa. So these are different types of amos. Explains Rashi in Dibur HaMaskel ba'amos, when the Pasuk refers to the Ama Rochav on the border, which we'll spell out in a moment, we'll take a look in the diagram what that means, as well as on the Gvul and Svaso and the Zeres HaEchad, all of those are Amos Ketanos. What are exactly these areas? Explains the Gemara. Chika Ama, when it says the Chika Ama, Ze Yisoid. If you take a look at the diagram of the Mizbeach, the bottom area is the Yisoid. That's the base. So that measure, when it says that it protrudes, these are descriptions of what protrudes out of the Mizbeach, that it comes out of Amma. There, that Amma is of five Tfachim, and that's what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was coming to preclude. Because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says most Ammas are six Tfachim, however, this Amma is going to be a five Tfachim, as well as Va'amma Rochev. What is that referring to when the Pasuk Yechezkel says it? Zes Soivev. If you take a look at the diagram, the Soivev is in fundamentally the center part of the Mizbeach, which has the bottom part protruding out in Amma, and then the upper part of the Mizbeach, which is another five Tfachim, is inverted one Amma inside. And that one Amma is measured as five Tfachim. So when it protrudes out, the Soviv protrudes out, it protrudes out five Tfachim. Ugvula al sefasa saviv, the Pasuk in Yechezkel continued, Eila hakranus. That's talking about the horns on top of the Mizbeach, and that also is the height of five Tfachim. Now the other areas of the Mizbeach are measured as an Amma of six Tfachim. As Rav Shimon Gamliel says, an Amma is normally six Tfachim. For example, if you look at the diagram, you'll see that the amount that the Yesod protrudes out is actually six Tfachim. The height is going to be five Tfachim. V'zeh gav Mizbeach, v'zeh Mizbeach hazov. And now the Gemara adds that this does not only apply to the measurement of the Mizbeach Hachitzon, but it also applies to the Mizbeach Hazov as well. Rashi explains in Dibur HaMaskel Vezeh that this measurement of five Tfachim of an Amma is what the Torah means when the Torah says in Shmois Lamed that it was Amma Arka, the Mizbeach Hazov was Amma Arka of Amma Rochboy, that was five Tfachim. You might notice a change of the background sound from the study. Now, Baruch Hashem, we're on the way to Yeshivas Bein Hazmanim. Rabbi Yonatan Hirshhorn did an amazing job bringing together the Talmidim to go to Tzfat. So we're on the way to Tzfat. If there's noise in the background, it's the sound of the asphalt of Eretz Yisrael and the ride towards the holy city of Tzfat. The Gemara continues 12 lines from the bottom. Amar Abchiyah Bar Ashi Amar Rav. We had been discussing the halachas of the shear of an Amma, and we said that in most instances the shear of an Amma is six Tfachim and not five. Now the Gemara wants to know what is the source for all this information. How did we get the idea of the shear of an Amma being six Tfachim? Where does this come from? What pasuk in the Torah does it mentions that? Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rav Shiurin Chatzitzin Umechitzin halach l'Moshe Mitzinai. These shiurim are min ha-Torah, but there's no pasuk. It's a Messiah that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu from Sinai. Shiurim d'araisu. Shiurim we know work min ha-Torah. Tichsiv, as the pasuk says, Eretz Chitu Sa'ira. The Torah tells us in the beginning of Sefer Devarim that Eretz Yisrael is the land of wheat and barley. Amar v'amar of Chanan. Now there's a machlekes and meseches brachas how to read that Gemara. pasuk. How do we read the pasuk? Mem aleph amebeis. The Gemara has a discussion what the intention of the pasuk is. We're going to follow in our Gemara the opinion of Rav Chanan. It's not the only way of reading the pasuk, but Rav Chanan says as follows: Kol ha-pasuk hazeh l'shi'urim nemar. The intention of this pasuk is not to simply praise Eretz Yisrael, which clearly is part of the meaning of the pasuk. There are shivim panim la-tayra. There's definitely a panim pshat, but Chazal also have another level of how to understand the pasuk as well. And Rav Chanan's interpretation is Kol ha-pasuk hazeh l'shi'urim nemar. This entire pasuk is trying to emphasize different shiurim. In other words, Eretz Yisrael has chita u'sa'ira and zei shemen, etc., etc. All of those things correspond to different halachic measurements. Chita, what is the significance of the shiur of chita? L'chadisnan, in Hilchos Negoim, this is found in Perik Yud Gimel in Negoim, Mishnah Tes. Hanichnas beis hamenuga v'kelev al kseifav. If a person goes into a house that has saras, and he has utensils on his shoulders, v'sandolov v'tabosov biyodov, and he has sandals and rings on his hand, hu v'heim tmein miyad. Both he and the objects come immediately tame. Hayulavush kelov v'sandolov biraglov. If the utensils are not on his shoulders, but rather he's wearing them, v'tabosov betzbosov, and he has rings on his fingers, hu tamei miyad, he becomes tamei immediately by walking into a bais hamenuga, vehein tohirim, but they remain pure, ad sheyishe bechtei achilas pras, until he's there for the amount of time it takes to eat bread that is the size of 4 eggs, which is considered an average meal. Now, what type of bread? There are 2 types of bread primarily that Chazal dealt with. I tease my wife, who's a dietitian, and no one talks about whole wheat bread. That was considered Meichel Behema. Okay, now the halacha changes, as we spoke about in the halacha from the Daily Daf in Masechta Shabbos. It could be now that whole wheat bread is even more chashuv type of bread, but in the time of Chazal, it was considered animal food. What were the 2 different types of bread? Bread of wheat and bread of barley. So how do we define the shiur of achilas pras? Now, in general, it takes a shorter time to eat 4 eggs worth of wheat bread as opposed to barley bread, because it's a finer type of bread. So here, pas chitin veloi pas sa'irin. When Torah says chita, it's telling you that we measure that shiur through pas chitin and not pas sa'irin, period. The Gemara adds another halacha, and that is that the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras is Meisel V'Oichel Beliftan, is if he's sitting and eating it Beheseba, and he's eating it with other foods, but if he's eating it standing quickly or alone, then that would not be the shear of Kedei Achilas Pras. Period. The pasuk also says Sa'ira. Sa'ira Disnan. That is also another shear, which is a Mishnah in Olas. Etzem kis sa'ira mitama magu b'masa v'ina mitama ba'ol. If you have a bone that is the size of a barley bean, so if you come in contact with it, then it will make you tame, tumas meis. And that is also has the ability to be mitame if you carry it. However, what happens if the bone is in an ohel? We know that the ohel has the ability to transfer tuma. So the halacha is that an etzem would not be metame the size of sa'ora if it's in an ohel. The next one of the beautiful foods in Eretz Yisrael mentioned in the pasuk is gefen. Gefen, what significance of shear, according to Rav Chanan, does it have? Kedei revius yayin lenazir. The Torah Kedesha tells us that it is prohibited for a nazir to drink wine. And the shear of Isser is a revius. Of course, when we mention shear, we don't preclude the possibility of chatzi shear being Asr min HaTorah, but according to Rashi, here the shear of a revius is in reference to the chiyuv of Malkus. There's a long discussion in Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil Gefen whether we're talking about the straight-up liquid wine or we're talking about wine that's dipped in bread, ayin sham. What about the next part of the pasuk? The next pasuk part of the pasuk refers to the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, of its te'ena, of its dates. excuse me, it's figs. So here, the shear is kegregoris, the shear of a, that's used as the shear, the size of a fig, kegregoris lehotzah Shabbos, for the amount of the iser of carrying out on Shabbos. Anything that's larger than the size, a tainer or larger, you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos for hotzah. Less than that, you won't be chayiv. Rimon, a pomegranate, kidisnan, kol bali batim, shiurin kirimonim. To understand this, we need a little bit of background for the halachos of tumas kelim. In order for a utensil to be able to contract tuma, it has to be a significant utensil. If it has a hole in it, so then in such a case, the utensil will not be mekabel tuma. What is considered a significant hole? So Rashi explains two lines from the top that an average balabayis, he's makbid on his kelim, and if there's already the size of an olive, now even if the utensil still has value for the balabayis, if the utensil could be used for something else. For example, if you have a hole the size of an olive, so then in such a case, the balabayis could use that utensil for nuts, up until you get to a pomegranate. If the hole reaches the size of a pomegranate, so then the utensil loses its significance, and then it will not contract tuma. Hence, the statement in the Mishnah in Kelim, Perek Yizayim Mishnah Aleph, Kol Balei Batim, Shi'urim Kerimonim, up until the size of the Rimon, the Kli is going to have Chashivus. The pasuk continues on the top of Dalet Amud Beis, two lines from the top, Eretz Shemen Udvarsh, Eretz Shekol Shi'ureha Kizesim, a land that all of its measurements follow the olive. Asks the Gemara, Kol Shi'ureha Sal Kedaitach, are you saying that it's going to be all amounts? Every single area in halacha follows the size of an olive. That's not true. What's it contradicted by? Everything we just learned. V'ha'ika hanida amen. What about all the other things we learned above? Ela'ema eretz she'roiv shu'ureh kizesim. The majority of its shiurim follow the size of an olive. For example, Rashi says, achilas chelev, eating of the fats are prohibited, vidam, noiser, pigol, tome, nevela behema, tmea, besar hames, leha'il, umaga nevelas, a lot of different halachas that all follow the rule of Azayas. The Gemara continues to analyze the pasuk. It said, devash, kikoseves, hagasa, Liyom HaKippurim. Rashi explains that dvash, of course, in the Torah is referred to as the dvash of tamarim, not the way we refer to as honey today, which comes from bees. The shear of achila on Yom HaKippurim is the amount of the size of a koseves, which is a tamar. The Gemara now finishes off. It's a long question. V'tizbra shiurin michtav ksivi. We see from here that the shiurim are written in the Torah, according to Rav Chanan. So why did we say that all the shiurim that we had learned are halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Ela hilchasaninu, really it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, v'asmechinu rabbon akroi, and Rav Chanan found a source in the beautiful pasuk of Eretz Chita v'Sa'ira. The Gemara now goes on to the other halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and that is chatzitza. That if there is a blockage, we're going to see the details of the halachos of the blockage in a moment in the Gemara, but if there is something that is on a person's body that prevents bias mayim, water, from coming into contact with the body, so then in such a case, the tevila in a mikvah, or for that matter for netil sidayim as well, and for other halachos, will be me'akev. Says the Gemara, chatzitzan de'arais haninu, chatzitzas minatar d'chsiv. The Torah tells us in regards to the avoida of the kohen, v'rochatz es kol besarei b'mayim, that he should immerse in a mikvah. Shelo yeh chazal darshim, what's kol besarei coming to emphasize? Shelo yeh dover choytzeitz bein besarei l'mayim, that there shouldn't be anything interrupting between his body and his water. The Gemara fleshes out more what exactly this b'mayim is. B'mayim b'mei mikvah. Mayim refers to the mikvah. Kol besarei Mayim shekol gufay oila bohen, and his entire body should be immersed into the mikvah. V'kamehain, and what is the size for an average person? Ama lama brum gimel amas. The size of an ama by an ama, in other words, that is the width and the length, the height of three amas. The shiru chachamim, and the chachamim gave us a general shir, me mikvah memsa, that is 40 sa. Now, what we see for our purposes is that chatzitza is spelled out in the psukim itself. Why did the Gemara in Amud Aleph towards the bottom tell us that another example of halacha l'moshe Sinai, aside from shiurim that we discussed on Gimel and Beis going to Dalet Amud Aleph, why did we say that is halacha l'moshe Sinai? The Gemara answers, hilchasa l'sa'aro. We need halacha l'moshe Sinai for the here, that a chatzitza is going to be ma'akev for here as well. This has been taught by Rabbi Bar Rav Huna that when it comes to here, there's a problem of chatzitza. Dam Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, nima achas kshura. If there's one here that's tied together, chaytzetzes. So then in such a case, there is a chatzitza. Shalosh, if there are three hairs together, einon chaytzetzes. They're not considered a chatzitza because Rashi explains three hairs is not as tight as if there would be one hair that's tied against itself. It doesn't provide a chatzitza. However, what about two shtayim eini yodea? Two, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna was not clear about, wasn't sure. However, all others, we learn that there is an idea of chatzitza. So we see here that's where we need a halacha l'moshe Sinai. Says the Gemara, you don't need a halacha l'moshe Sinai for that. Sara nami daraisu. Here is also daraisa. The sanya, as we learned in Embrace, of rachatz is called basari, es hatofel basari. The s is coming to include those things that are tofel to the body itself, zousar. So you need for seir. So what do we see? That even in the pasuk, we have everything covered. There's no need for the halacha l'moshe Sinai. Answers the Gemara, ki asoi hilchasa. What do we need the halacha l'moshe Sinai for? L'roiv ulumiyutai ulumakbid, ulushein makbid. For the halachos of whether there's a majority of chatzitza, minority of chatzitza, and the chatzitza that a person would be makbid on and a person would not be makbid on. What are we referring to? So here we have a very important rule of Rabbi Yitzchak that's mentioned in a few places in Shas, Nida, Samach Zayin, Beis, Sukkah, Vav, and Alf, the Masoras HaShas tells us, Dvar Rabbi Yitzchak, Dvar Torah Rubai, Umakbid Alav Chatzitza. Min HaTorah, the only chatzitza that is going to say, you didn't go into this mikvah, is if it has two parts. A chatzitza has two parts to it, or two halachas to it. Number one, that it covers the majority of the body, and number two, that the individual would be makbid to remove that chatzitza, which comes to teach us that if you have something that covers the majority of the body, but a person is not makbid, it doesn't bother them. So then, in such a case, it would not serve as a chatzitza min haTorah. V'she'ena makbid alav, ena chatzitz. If a person would not be makbid, it would not be chotzeitz, even if it covered the majority of the body. V'gazru al rubo she'ena makbid, mishum rubo makbid. However, Chazal came along and said, midrabanan, anything that covers the majority of the body, even if a person is not makbid, midrabanan, they were machmir, because lest people come to think that even rubo makbid would be acceptable. Val miyuta ha makbid, and even a small amount that a person would be makbid on, mishum rubo makbid, because we're afraid that if we're going to teach them that something that person's makbid, if it's a miut, it's going to be okay, they'll come to think that even rubo hamakbid is also acceptable. So we have the rule min haTorah, rubo makbid is chotzetz. Less than that, then there are issues midrabanan. But they weren't geyser on a miut she'ena makbid. The Gemara now asks, why not? V'ligzer nami al miut she'ena makbid, mishum miut hamakbid. If we're going to allow a tefillah to be a valid tefillah, if there was a miut she'ena makbid, some people come to think that a miut hamakbid is also acceptable, and we said that that's not acceptable midrabanan. Inam mishum rubo she'ena makbid, or we're going to allow them in a miut she'ena makbid, they'll come to think that rubo she'ena makbid is acceptable. The Gemara answers simply and straightforwardly, he gufa gzeira. When it comes to the miut hamakbid in of itself, that is only a gzera. Or a rubo shena makbid is only a gzera. Vanan nikum v'nigzer gzera l'gzera. If we're going to make a gzera miut shena makbid, it's a double gzera. Miut shena makbid, otu, let's say, miut hamakbid, which is otu, rubo umakbid. That's a double gzera, and that Chazal didn't make. Mark continues, mechitzas d'raisaninu. We also learned that aside from the halachos of rubo makbid as being halach l'moshe misinai, and aside from shiurim as being a halach l'moshe misinai, the halachos of mechitzas are also d'araisa. What does that mean, the halachos of mechitzas? The Gemara spells it out. The Amar Mar, this is the Gemara in Sukkah as well, Aron tisha v'kaporas tefach, that the height of the Aron was 9 tefachim, and plus a tefach of the kaporas, it was 10 tefachim tall. Harekan asara. So this is an idea that when it comes to the chashivas of a mechitza, it needs to be 10 tefachim high. Now the Gemara here is presenting it as a question. Okay, so we have the idea that min ha-Torah, 10 tefachim high is considered significant for mechitza. For example, we're going to learn in the halachas of a lechi that a lechi has to be 10 tefachim high. We discussed in halacha from the daily daf that it could be a tzuras ha-Pesach does not have to be 10 tefachim high. That was a big, big, big discussion in the poskim. But normally, for a mechitza to be significant, it has to be 10 tefachim high. If that's so, then we do have already a makar in the Torah that there's the mechitza being is found already in the Torah where we see in terms of the Aron. So why do we need halacha l'moshe misinai? And for the Gemara, we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar, Amas Binyan, Ba'ama Bas Shisha. Amas Kelim, Ba'ama Bas Chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that it depends on what part of the Mishkan, whether the size of the Amah was 5 Tfachim or 6 Tfachim. When it comes to the Binyan, so there, it was the Amah was of 6 Tfachim. However, when it comes to the Kelim, when it came to the Aron, so there, it, and other Kelim, there it was measured by 5 Tfachim. Now, if that's so, we know that the length of the Aron was an Amah v'chetzi. So how many Tfachim is that? So that would be 5 Tfachim plus another 2.5 Tfachim, plus the Kaporas, which was a Tefach. So that gets us to how much? It gets us to 8.5. So that is not going to work if we're learning out the shear of mechitza. According to Rabbi Meir, we know that the shear mechitza is 10 tefachim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it will come out that the Aron is not a legitimate source. If you learned that the size of an amma is 6 tefachim, then presto, beautiful. 6 tefachim is one amma, plus another half an amma was the size of the Aron, that's 9, plus the kaporis, which is a tefach, bull. Then it works beautifully. However, if we're talking according to Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda holds, that the kalim, the amma was 5 tefachim, so then in such a case, it's not going to work to learn it out from the Aron. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have the halach l'moshe misinai. Okay, that will work according to Rabbi Yehuda. What about Rabbi Meir, who disagrees? Ulur Meir, Damer Kol Amos Hayabeninos, Michael and Meimar. According to Rabbi Meir, no, it wasn't so complicated. All the Amos were 6 average fists, and therefore you could learn straight from the Aron. So what do we need the Halacha Moshe Messina for? Says the Gemara, the Rameir, Ki Asoi Hilchasa L'Gud U'L'Lavud. Dofen Akuma. Let's start backwards. Dofen Akuma, we've already learned in the past in the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis. When it comes to if the edge of the roof of a sukkah is made out of schach pasul, as long as it's less than 4 amos, then in such a case, according to some opinions, it's 4 amos, some say 4 tvachim, then in such a case, the wall is looked at as a crooked wall, and we consider the edge of the roof as being connected to the wall, and the schach being the beginning of the wall. That's dofen akuma. Lavud is the shear of 3 tvachim, that if you have any type of partition or any type of roof where the distance between one part of the roof and the other, or the mechitza, one part of the next, is less than 3 tefachim, halachically it's considered attached. Good is the concept of good asik and good achis, and that is the ability to connect a vertical mechitza to a horizontal roof, that halachically they are considered connected to each other, as long as one, the horizontal roof, is absolutely above the vertical beam. These are three halachos that apply to sukkah. At least two of them apply to Erevin as well. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Gemara Rashi as we arrive in Sfas on Daf Dalet, and Be'ezer Hashem will go to the halacha from the daily Daf as well. It will be put on as a separate file because my wife is not here to edit the shiurim, so we'll Be'ezer Hashem put it up as a separate file as halacha from the daily Daf.